got a guest, and so with apologies, we'll call back. Thank you. Please say good morning and welcome. Tony Sanchez is with us, and he's running in District 22 against Andy Kerr. Hey, man, good morning. Thanks for doing the radio show. Thanks for getting up.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's my pleasure. If you would, talk about yourself, and we'll talk about the district and talk about the fight. So if you'd begin.
Well, sir, my name is Tony Sanchez. I'm running for State Senate District 22. It's Ken Carroll, Lakewood, Littleton, Edgewater. It's one of the key races in the State Senate. Pretty much who wins this race will probably decide the direction of the State Senate. And let's see, I've been married 14 years. See, my background, I have a management background and a nonprofit as well as small business. My family is originally from father's side Mexico, my mom's side from El Salvador. I often talk about my grandmother, who was about half my size, and she used to smoke cigars and used to often say things like, if you got enough energy to complain, you have enough energy to do.
We had the same grandma.
she also carried a machete, so I don't know about that.
I had a grandma from Ireland, was, as my mother would say, was mean as a snake.
She would often also say, you should kiss the ground every day you're in America. I mean, she was just really passionate about that. And it's you know, and so those are the kind of things and values I remember, you know, and it's like when I grew up in the Bay Area, San Francisco, and so sometimes people just laugh about that. They go, wow, you went through all that, and then you're here in Colorado the last 3 years. And I said, back then, I was often like what Ronald Reagan used to say, it was a Republican that didn't know it. But it was just always something in my values, always something that I felt very passionate about. And when you're out there, I often tell people, when you lose your liberties, there's no escape, not even the churches. And so that's one of the reasons I got into this race. I was very passionate about the loss of liberties, just the fact that, you know, people are afraid to say what they believe and who they are, and I think that's a serious problem. And then that last legislative session, I mean, there were some people who I thought, I often think to myself, if you don't think there's something wrong, there's something wrong. I mean, really, you have to be bold. I think the way to take back our state senate is to be bold and to be strong and to be proactive, not reactive.
Well, I like what I'm hearing. How old are you, Tony?
I'm 47.
And you, again, that's the district where Masterpiece Bakery is. That's where the bakery that kind of it's kind of ground zero right now for at least three or four different major constitutional issues. And
you're exactly right. Common Core as well.
Yeah, and very, very good. I mean, talk about how you see Masterpiece Bakery. And Jack Phillips?
Well, I see it just, you know, how some people want to twist this around one way or the other, but I see this clearly as an issue regarding his liberty, regarding his constitutional rights. And so oftentimes people, you have to ask some politicians, are you going to follow the Constitution? Are you going to follow people's liberties or not? And the thing is, when you can't just sort of say make some rules for one group of people, not for another. If it's unfair for one group, if you try to make things fair, it's often unfair for everybody else. And this is a perfect example of it. And you know, no one should be going through what Jack is going through. Just the other day I was talking to this family, and they were talking to me about this little girl was talking to me about her education, and she was. They were talking about, I think, Margaret Sanger at her school, and they were saying things like, "Well, you know." This is a great person for Planned Parenthood and all that. But the troubling thing was not so much that, but the fact the little girl said, I was afraid to say what I thought.
Yeah.
I was afraid to say what I really believed. And so this is, again, about government, too much government into our lives. Yeah. And it's almost like people are feeling like you're guilty before you're innocent kind of thing.
Well, absolutely.
And you see this in so many issues.
We're watching this now, and there's a term that I read, and I wish I'd been smart enough to invent the term, but it's called we live in government-centered lives. This is something that really has its roots in the 60s, but we live in government-centered lives, and what the government decides is best for you. And what you talk about, that little girl, I know I've met so many people in their workplace, in different parts of their daily lives that really are afraid to talk, not because of they're going to be arrested, because you get a jacket, and I think the worst jacket that can be applied by the politically correct is racist. And they invent words, homophobe, Islamophobe. These are the people who can, and there's, as we learned from Orwell and learned from others, if I can control the language, I can control all outcomes. If I can control history, I can control all outcomes. If I can, and these little kids, these little fellows and that get kicked out of school for, you know, making a gun with their fingers or drawing a gun.
Yeah.
That Tony, that's not aimed at that little kid. That's aimed at all the little kids.
Well, it's a reflection of what we're seeing in our society, and that's why I believe we need to be bold. We need to be on the offense, and we need to just expose the other side for the extremists they are. And Andy Kerr is one of those people.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a supporter. He wants to get rid of the taxpayer bill of rights. And if it were up to him and his lawyers, then Amendment 66 would have been shoved down your throats. And he was the deciding vote, as you all have been talking about.
We never saw him the times I've been involved in Jack Phillips. Where's Kerr on Jack Phillips and Masterpiece?
Yeah.
I mean, what has he publicly talked about Masterpiece and what happened there?
I'm the only candidate in the race who's even brought it up. And I continue. And I often tell people, you know, leave the cake shop alone. Get your hands off our guns.
Right.
You know the Common Core. We got to be bold and keep saying that, because if we don't say that sort of stuff, then what's going to happen? And so that's how we bring and people are surprised about my candidacy. They're saying, "Wow, Tony, how you're bringing people together? You're bringing Tea Party, conservative, bringing Tea Party, Libertarians, Hispanics, Democrats, all that." And I said, "You know what? If you have ingredients, you go to the store. You know what you're going to get. You got ingredients. You don't keep switching those ingredients around. You be consistent, and people that's what they want." They want somebody who's in touch. What we have now is out-of-touch leadership. We have people. We have Common Core. We don't have common sense. You see?
What do you need
genuineness?
What do you need now to get into this fight?
What do I need?
Yeah. What do you need? I mean, what are you looking when?
Well, you know what I need is I need people to continue to spread the word about what's really going on, particularly about Common Core. Not everybody knows a lot about it. They need to not assume that that everybody's on the same page regarding this issue and understand that it is about defending our liberties. It really is. I mean, some people want to twist a lot of these issues around into, for example, amnesty and things like that, and they want to make it a Hispanic issue. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's an issue about do you want to have your rights or not? Or are we going to follow the rule of law or not? And there's ways we can solve problems, in regards to those issues. There's ways to do it, but you've got to be a problem solver, not a problem talking abouter. And I think sometimes with some leadership, it's really about, creating more fear or just basically kind of saying, or kicking the can down the road or passing laws that, we'll pass these laws and then figure it out afterwards. That was the downfall of California. That's the kind of thing I'm seeing here in Colorado.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, if it's not a good law, don't pass it.
Yeah, no. I mean, whatever happens in California is 3 to 5 years from being here. If you just turned on your radio, we've heard about this young man, Tony Sanchez. He's running for District 22, the epicenter of so many constitutional fights. Will be at Masterpiece Bakery with Jack Phillips and Masterpiece, and that's the district. And you know, it's interesting. We have been talking about, and I don't want to pull you into the argument unless you want to jump in. Or the discussion, but the Republican Party served up a slate of after all of the battles that took place and the recalls and everything that took place, many of these people we never saw in these fights. And for whatever reason, I physically was at a couple of these locations and was certainly involved in it with the radio show. And I'm not patting myself on the back, just saying this is why I can say.
And I was there too, you know.
I know you were. And yeah. That's when I first heard your name, in fact. And what I'm saying to you is all of these people that now were being served up as candidates, there was only one guy that I saw at all of these, from Masterpiece to, you know, to the recalls, to the fights. It was Tancredo. Now, I'm not trying to make him, the end all or the begin all and end all. But I never saw any of these other people. And it's almost as though, when I was giving a talk the other night, and I said, it's almost as though, you know, you and I are in it. I'm in your corner. We're doing a 9-round fight or a 10-round fight. We beat this guy to death for, you know, nine rounds. Now we're in the 10th round, and in jumps this guy, and he taps him on the chin, and the guy drops, and he gets, the, you know, and he and they raise his hand in victory. But the first nine and a half rounds, that was you, you know, body punching and slugging and getting hit. And that's how I see this right now. And then there's, you know, guys like you that show up. And but the only person I ever saw out at Masterpiece Bakery was Tom. And, you know, that's a battleground, what's going to happen at Masterpiece. And all of these GOP served on the silver platter to the Colorado taxpayer. Brother, man, I didn't see them there. I don't want to pull you into that because that's not fair to you. That's not why you came on the show.
Well, I often say this about leadership, and this is how, as a person who was a management background, and I, when I was talking about this one other time in another radio show, and I said, you know, leadership is not about blaming and complaining. It's often bringing out the best in people, and it's often you doing that work first, you being the one being it, the first one there and the last one to leave. And sometimes we complain and blame when actually what we should have been doing last year is celebrating and encouraging the great work that people were doing at the grassroots. And this is something we should have been, and that's what I was doing. I was saying, this is amazing. This is a great thing that people were doing. And I think that's how you demonstrate leadership. And sometimes people, when they want to serve, or people when they want to, you know, run or something, they're almost like they want to ask to get married on the first date.
Yeah.
You see, you have to, you got to be able to be someone who says first in your mind, I'm here to serve. I'm here to see what is it you need? What does my community need? Mm-hmm. What is it we need to do? And then the second thing is establish those relationships. And then the third thing, well, maybe you can ask for something, and maybe you can give, but people don't have to because, you know, that's up to them. And so something, you can't just assume someone's just going to vote for you just because you're a Republican or not. You have to earn that. And it's not, you have to have, people need to want to vote for something, not necessarily
absolutely right.
You know, that's exactly how I feel. It's not about the lesser two evils. It's about what's best. And this is what's been going on in our society. We just settle for what's good enough. And we shouldn't, if it was good enough, I mean, then why watch the Olympics and watch for gold medals?
Oh, indeed.
I mean, why do we want what's best for our politicians, what's best in our society, for our schools, what's best, not what's, oh, it's good enough, you know, and that's how I think it's, you know, we ought to be thinking, and that's why I think it's important to get involved in the community and the community needs.
As this goes on, we will have you back with us because we made some decisions. This is whatever impact we can have with guys like you. So.
Sure, and we're having a county assembly. I want to just get that word out on the 22nd, and so we've been getting a lot of support, which is, this is the great thing, is that people in our community are feeling like, hey, we got a chance to take this back.
I agree.
This will swing the state senate back, and the delegates are all on board, and people are really genuinely excited. There have been Tea Party groups meeting with more than 100 people. I don't know if you heard about that over in Littleton and Lakewood. It's just phenomenal what's going on here. It's just the people are waking up. People realize that there's a shot at it, and I just you know, want to represent the people here. And but once again, my name. I just want to get my website to tonyforcolorado.com if people want to hear more about it. But I just think that this is a great opportunity, and just welcome any and all support here because it's going to be a battle. It's like you said, it is ground zero.
Yeah.
And they're not going to give this up without a battle.
I agree.
Tell you that.
No, and. One of the things I find fascinating about the Masterpiece story or case is after he was found by that court, then the judge said, there's going to be, in a very short amount of time, we're going to have a decision. Well, that was 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are, I don't know what they have up their sleeves. They got laws passed now to intensify the fines against Jack, but they haven't had the stones to step up and make their announcements or pronouncements on what they're going to do to Jack. I now count on you as part of the team that if they move on him, we're going to be there for him. And
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we can do. And we made it.
I often ask, are we going to follow the Constitution or are we not?
Yeah.
Are we just going to just sort of step aside if someone may be thrown in jail or something to this effect?
Yeah.
And there's other businesses and churches.
Oh, watch.
They're really worried about this
around
the community.
As I tell people, when Jack goes, the next steps won't be pretty. And the time will come, and I don't know if you're a faith-based guy or not. It's none of my business.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, as I said, I could see, you know, walking into a Catholic cathedral, a conservative temple, walking into an evangelical church and saying, well, you marry men and women, you're now going to marry two men. And I have to say this when I have these discussions, I'm in favor of gay marriage, I'm in favor of gay adoption. But that's not what this is about. This is about the government telling you how to believe and what to believe.
That's right. That's what this is about.
And that's the fight. And like I said, I tell people, if you think gun control is about guns, you couldn't be more wrong. If you think Obama,
right.
If you think Obama cares about giving you better health care, and if you think what's on top of a wedding cake with this gifted, you know, pretty simple baker is about whether he puts two men on top of a wedding cake, you could not be, you're not even in the same universe as what this is about. So it's good to finally have you on the radio show. We'll stay close, Tony. Stay close to us, and let's see what we can do together. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Have a good weekend. Thanks, man. Tony Sanchez.